In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So quiet in here today. The passage we have today from the Gospel according to John, in my translation, is titled, Jesus Prays for His Disciples. And I think often when we hear that concept, we only think of the 12 or soon to be 11 in his following. But that's really not true. We are his disciples. We are the ones who follow him. We are the ones who strive to be faithful. We are the ones who are learners of his word and those who are called to share that word in the world, to do the same, to do this, carry on the teachings of our master. That's what makes you a disciple. So as we go through this, we have to hear that this prayer that Jesus is offering is for us. It's for all who follow Jesus. Amen? So, and now we have to also take into the context in which we are hearing this prayer. This prayer shows up just prior to Jesus being betrayed. And you know what that starts. But we're hearing it in the context of his ascension. In case it slipped by you, Thursday, Jesus ascended to heaven, according to our calendar of the church. This is a big thing. You may know this. We just kind of let it slide by a little bit. We should stop doing that. Because there's this wonderful question I often get from other folks. I don't think I've ever had an Episcopalian ask me this question. And they always ask, do you think we're in the end times? So here's what you need to know. The end times began when Jesus ascended into heaven. That is, he had done his work here, he had completed it, and now we are just in this in-between space that we don't know when will end. I mean, honestly, the sooner the better. But we're here and we have a job to do. Jesus' prayer has to do with this understanding. He's letting us in his prayer to the Father. He starts to put things together so that there's clarity for us. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. Jesus, in the midst of his prayer, is giving us a more full understanding of who he is. Glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. Now we go all the way back. He's saying, he is the Alpha and the Omega, right? In the beginning was the Word. And we know from the beginning of this particular gospel, and the Word was made flesh. That's right there on the tip of your tongue, isn't it? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made. This is Jesus. He's letting, in the midst of his prayer, he's giving this clarity to the fullness of our triune God. He's not calling it that. That's something we came up with later to help us understand, but he's saying, here I am. And he would say, I am. That matters when Jesus says, I am. He goes, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. See, all through this time, Jesus has been speaking clearly as God incarnate. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. Clarity. Here's where things get a little difficult. And we need to hear that this is Jesus praying for us with great assumption. And they have received them. He's praying that we have received them and know in truth that I came from you and they have believed that you sent me. See, because that's what a disciple knows. That's who a faithful follower of Jesus is. It's someone who understands and knows, who hears and moves and understands the clarity in which we grasp an incarnate God, Jesus Christ, who came among us and spoke clearly so that we could understand the reality of what it means to truly walk as a disciple of Jesus Christ, a true follower of the one true God. And he has a bit of an ask. I'm asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. Now he's asking. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, the ascension. But they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. That's his prayer for his disciples, that we would all be one as the Father and the Son are one. And we have the opportunity to walk near and with them because the power of the Holy Spirit indwells each one of us. And just as Jesus is one with the Father, the Holy Spirit is one with God also. One. It's what Jesus has prayed for his people, that we could be one and that we would be so close that it would look like the relationship of the Father and the Son, the incarnate God, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, has manifest inside each one of us as we follow him, so that we can walk as one with God. Not at the fullness in which Jesus is God incarnate, we will never be that, but his strength and his power and his presence is within each one of us. And one of the things that Jesus is praying that we would come to know and understand is that that is available to us so that we can be one. One body. Moving for the one purpose of being and making disciples of Jesus Christ. How do we know we need this prayer? How many people are out there discipling someone else right now? We got to ask ourselves. I know you're out there, but it's 8 o'clock, so you're afraid to. It's okay. See, when we go out into the world and we begin to disciple another person, to come to the full understanding of what Jesus has let us know, he has told us everything we need to know. Everything from the Father through Jesus has been given to us. When we are out there doing the work of bringing others to Christ, we are actually responding to the fact that Jesus has prayed that this is what we would do. And how often are we afraid of that? If I told you we're going to have a class on how to disciple other people immediately following this service, how many of you are going to go to the Cracker Barrel? For the biscuits and gravy, not to disciple. It's really our job. And brothers and sisters, it's not an easy job. Well, you saw how easy it was for Jesus, right? Why would we think it'll be easier for us? I'm guessing, I could be wrong, and I pray I am. Well, I pray I'm not. Let me fix that. I seriously doubt any of you in this space, or any of us in this space, are going to lose our life for teaching someone else about Jesus. Seems unlikely. You would have to leave this country, to be honest. You might lose your life, but we act like it's guaranteed we're going to lose our life. You don't have to worry. See, go back to the prayer. Protect them in your name that you have given me. God is protecting you in the name of Jesus, so that you can go about doing all the things that he had done and more. Something else we'll hear from John also. We are protected, even, and hold on to this, even if in the midst of sharing the gospel with others, we lose our life. We cling to this life like it's everything, and yet proclaim eternal life with Jesus. Well, which one do you want? Because, brothers and sisters, it will make a difference. This Jesus that you proclaim, this Jesus whom you are a disciple of, this Jesus who is praying for you today, has an expectation. You remember it? Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the word you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. You now have to go back and hear everything that Jesus has taught. And you have to ask yourself, am I a disciple or not? Am I afraid? And if so, why? Jesus himself is praying protection over you and praying to God the Father and saying, protect them in my name that you gave me. And we move like we're somehow going to lose our lives. Here's the problem, brothers and sisters, and I need you to hear this. If the church is afraid to move in the name of Jesus, protected by the name of Jesus, knowing the fullness of his teachings, being the faithful followers and disciples of him, if we do not move, someone will die. Do we believe it or we don't? I know it's a little frightening. And I know you're just sitting here thinking maybe we showed up at the Baptist church today. But we have work to do. Amen? There are people out there who do not know this Jesus. There are people out there, he's praying for them too, by the way. But he's not here teaching them directly anymore. We are. All of us. Why? Because we believe. Because we are his disciples. Therefore, brothers and sisters, go and make disciples of all people. Amen.